and ready to rock. It's the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gerber for Tuesday, September 24, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers is previewing the Democrat plan for socialist gun control, saying he will consider mandatory buybacks, which, of course, is confiscation Australian style. Number two, eating meat could soon fall into the crime category of ecocide. If one group of militant vegans have their way in the UK, and no, I'm not joking, these people think they can boss and bully everyone around. No bacon, steaks, or burgers. It will be a crime to eat such things. And number one, big breaking news overnight from the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, or is it? They claim that they found a quid pro quo between the president and the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, although they have no named sources, just high placed administration officials, so on and so forth, as we get continued to used to the source-free reporting. But as a result of this, several Democrats, freshman Democrats, have jumped on board the impeachment train. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Nancy Pelosi will be holding a meeting of the Democratic caucus to discuss impeachment of the president, Donald Trump, from his position for, I guess, abuse of power. This is their latest thing. Let's see here. The seven that signed on to it are all members of the freshman class. They've all signed on to this hoping to force the president from office. And they've written a letter in that regard trying to outline their concerns, saying they all took oaths of office and that everything that's going on now violates what they swore to uphold. We'll keep an eye on that. That's seven new members joining the impeachment train. Nancy Pelosi still withholding her comments, saying, until the American people demand impeachment, we won't go there. So you have to ask yourself, what is really going on? What we're being told is that the president, in July of this year, withheld $400 million in aid to Ukraine, military aid. It was released on the 11th of September. On July 25th, he placed a phone call with President Zelensky, the newly elected president of Ukraine, and had a conversation. The whistleblower in this case said he had concerns and went to the inspector general of that department to file a complaint. The problem is the whistleblower had no firsthand knowledge of the conversation with the Ukrainian president. He had knowledge from some other source, maybe a transcript. We are not sure. But here's the bigger problem. The bigger problem is he does not have the authority to do so. There is no authority under the whistleblower law to investigate the president. We'll get to that in a moment. First, I want you to hear from the president when asked directly about this yesterday, about whether he had a quid pro quo with the Ukrainian president. It's bite number nine from Donald Trump. Bite number nine. Go.
On the aid, the question of aid from a moment ago, did you tell the Ukrainian leader that they would have the aid only if they investigated Joe Biden and his family?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't do it. But Joe Biden said it about his son. Joe Biden was very dishonest what he did. What he did is he said, if they don't do this or that and get rid of a certain prosecutor. Joe Biden said it. But because you're a faker, you in particular, you're a fake news group of people, you don't want to report that. I didn't do it. And you can. I hope you're going to be able to see a call because I didn't do it. Everybody's looking for that call. And keep going the way you're doing, because when you see the call, you're going to be very surprised.
Be very surprised. Now, when he talks about Joe Biden doing these things, Joe Biden actually bragged about doing these things January of 2018 on camera. Joe Biden, when vice president, said he strong-armed the Ukrainians to fire a prosecutor who, ironically, was investigating his son, Hunter Biden, for his dealings in Ukraine. Hunter Biden making millions and millions of dollars being injected into Burisma, which is a huge Ukrainian energy company. Hunter Biden was under investigation there. Joe Biden didn't like it. There were $1 billion in loan guarantees outstanding. And he strong-armed the Ukrainians into doing exactly what he wanted. And then, like I said, he bragged about it and said that Barack Obama had full knowledge and supported the move. It's bite 10 with Joe Biden from January 2018. Go.
I'll give you one concrete example. I was, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. Said, "No, I said I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid.
So was that an abuse of power? It was clearly a quid pro quo. You do this, and you'll get this. And if you do not, you will not. And by the way, Barack Obama knows all about it. My boss knows all about it. He supports me on this. I am the vice president. So if that's appropriate, let's go to the worst case scenario. Let's say that Donald Trump, which Donald Trump just said, no, I didn't do that. But let's say he did. The fact of the matter is the inspector general for that department has no authority to investigate anyway. Let's look at Joe McGuire, by the way, the acting director of National Intelligence. Former SEAL, former SEAL boss. And according to many, one of the straightest of straight shooters out there. This guy really is the tallest Boy Scout. He says Adam Schiff, the political hack that's been telling you for 2.5 years, that he had the goods on Trump. Adam Schiff and Atkinson have mistaken what the law requires. Under the law, the IG has the authority and power to investigate matters regarding the conduct of the intelligence community, not the president. The relevant law, Title 50 U.S. Code, Section 3033, give the IG the authority to investigate the following, and please pay attention. Complaints of information from any person concerning the existence of an activity within the authorities and responsibilities of the Director of National Intelligence constituting a violation of laws, rules, or regulations, or mismanagement, gross waste of funds, abuse of authority, or a substantial and specific danger to the public health and safety. What that does not say is they have any right to investigate the president in calls with international leaders. Now, if you looked at every call with an international leader made by every president, you would find a tonnage. You'd find tens of thousands of metric tons of questionable activities and conversations and things, if taken out of context, would not be well understood. So before the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, among others, convict this president and conclude impeachment is correct, take a moment to find out the facts. The impeachment hearing with Nancy Pelosi is set for 4 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, Joe McGuire on Capitol Hill this coming Thursday for a public bit of testimony. You won't want to miss that now, will you? We'll keep you on top of it right here at the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break on this Tuesday. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.